KKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, you know what that means.
What does that mean, John?
It means another episode of KKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
Who is that with?
John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott, and we have a special guest tonight, John.
Yeah, Erica.
Erica was in the neighborhood. She stopped by. She decided to strap on some headphones. And we are in the studio, John.
Yes.
Not the home studio. We are in the band studio, which is a different location.
Right.
And why are we here, John? Why are we in the band studio?
Because my in-laws are at home. At the home studio.
The in-laws showed up at the home studio.
Yeah, we can't be yelling cock and suck and all that really loud in the mics with them upstairs.
Right, so we had
it's
to move it to the studio.
Yeah, so we're at the studio. The sound's a little wacky. I got a new laptop.
And, for your birthday?
For my birthday. Adele.
Nice.
Adele. I don't like it as much as I like. Well, I hope my wife doesn't hear that because she bought it for me. But I don't like it as much as I the compact. I mean, it's nice. It's really nice, but the screen's a little different. It's really sharp. It's really high quality. The resolution is fantastic, but it just, you know, it's a little, it's kind of plasticky. I didn't think it was going to be so much plastic.
So it seems cheap.
Yeah, they kind of dress it up like a Mac, you know. It's got, Macs are really good, but it's got the white plastic around it. You know, they're trying to be all
Mac,
yeah.
Nice.
But they're not.
Well, Erica's joined us. She's been on how many other podcasts? Three? Four? Is this your fourth one with us?
I think this might be the fourth. It was 13, 23.
And 50.
And
you
50.
Were here for the 50th.
Yeah.
No doubt. And how have you been, Erica?
I've been good. How have you guys been?
Well, one thing that Erica did was when Lori showed up.
I got
up
her voice dialed
gig,
in, don't I?
When
I'm
Lori,
sorry, did I interrupt right, you?
No, well, no, of course not.
I didn't interrupt you?
Oh, he's here. Now, we were going to talk about this before, but we were expecting another special guest, potentially, and he shows up. And he's in a tie.
Slam that door, TP. Slam it hard. Slam
the papooch.
It hard. There you go.
The papooch is here.
Have a seat right there. We got you a mic and some headphones. You'd have to pull it up to your head a little bit.
Now, the papooch, he's from New York.
The pooch.
He used to live in Manhattan. Now he lives in Connecticut. Is that right, John?
Yes. I think he's in Connecticut. Talk. Hello.
Why?
He's in a tie. He came just for the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you prep him? Did you give him some rules about broadcasting?
No last names.
No last names.
Wait, if there's no last names, how come mine keeps getting floated? You humps.
All right. We could have gotten away with Papooch as like a nickname. It's not your full last name. We're not giving out your first name. But now you went and blown it.
But
you
see, there's.
I'm not even talking about now. I'm talking about
all the other episodes.
Nobody listens to that shit anymore.
Yeah, they don't. They don't listen to that.
But anyways, this is Erica. Erica, this is Tom. We can't tell.
Hi,
say
how
that
are
you're
you?
TP Hi, because we have another TP that comes here. Same initials, same first name. Both of y'all, I think, are Bush apologists.
That would be correct, sir.
Well, we'll get into that later.
He loves the bush.
Hey, can you stay?
What's with the Italians loving
there?
The bush?
The papooch. How long can you stay?
I'm here for
the duration.
Well, I've got to catch a flight at 6.
6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Well, we do podcast all night.
Get right up on the mic there when you're talking, would you?
Okay.
You can pull it closer to you. There you go. There's beer in that cooler right next to you, to your right. There you go.
My other right?
Yeah. Done. You're right.
All right. So
all right.
Now that we,
here
got
we go.
The
thanks to Erica. What?
Set up.
What do you want to say?
There's only one beer.
Oh,
on air.
There's beers inside the fridge. Go ahead, Scott. We don't mean to interrupt you again and again and again.
Now that we got the papooch set up on air.
You were talking about Erica and Lori.
And, right. Well, we'll get a train crash sound effect in there somewhere. So now, Erica, at the gig we had, she let our other listener, Lori, stay at her house. And how did that go, Erica?
It went really well. So a shout out to Lori because it was really nice to meet her.
How do you know it went really well? From what Lori says, you probably don't remember anything.
Well, up until then, I wasn't drunk. It was just the getting home part.
The getting home part.
Right. I mean, I was sleeping when she left. But other than that, I remember everything.
All
I
right.
have pictures, too. I have to bring them in.
I just finished off this bottle of Fighting Cock.
Nice.
You know, did I tell you I went golfing on Friday?
Okay.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt your story.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not listening. I don't listen. You know I don't listen to this fucking show. I listen to Mike D.
No doubt.
Nice.
Go ahead. That's Mike D of Red Bar
Radio.
Oh,
I have nothing.
I'm
going
to kiss his ass because he's going to make it, man, and he's going to hire me to take Ronnie Red Bar's place.
Who's Ronnie Red Bar?
I don't know. He's the guy that helped him create the show, and he left, I heard, on the air.
You mean there was more people than Mike D involved in creating that gem?
Yeah. Hey, man, we used to be fans, remember? We used to talk him up.
What do you mean we used to be? I still am, John. I don't know about you.
I am. I'm just speaking for you.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Erica. You were saying?
Oh, no, I'm done.
She was finished with Lori's story.
It went really well, I thought.
Did you guys make out?
No.
No French kissing?
No.
I heard you vomited. You had to pull over on the side of the road and you hurled all over the place.
I did. It wasn't all over the place. It was just a real quick and
it was very focused.
We got back on the road and went.
The pooch knows all about Kangaroo Court gigs. He's been there.
Yes, I do.
He actually dressed up as Scott for Halloween one year.
And he was backstage at...
did you shave your head?
Right. What gig was that?
That was,
I did not. I had a nice skull cap. I had the shirt. I even found a pair of my father's work glasses when Scott was wearing the old Drew Carey glasses.
Yeah, he was wearing like shop glasses. Scott had shop glasses that he converted into glasses.
Well, what's the last show you've been to?
You know those goggles?
The last show I went to? Oh, geez, that's...
Well, the one we're specifically talking about was at somewhere where they had a backstage...
That was the one on
Bedrock.
The
Bedrock.
Yeah,
that's where Scott humped the stage,
and Tony wore his pleated jeans.
Shorts. Wait a minute, you were humping the stage?
No, they were jeans.
They were
jeans.
It's on film.
We have it on video.
Oh. And they had the pleated shorts.
And Bones, says, "What do you press your jeans?" And then you rub some dusty ass shit on your pants. That's when you told that. Who the hell is
Long?
I thought it was going to be me first. But wait, let's go back to Scott humping the stage. What's that all about?
The rookie even knows the rules.
My car is worth more than your salary.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, that's where that comes from.
No doubt.
All right, so let's try to get some coherence here in this podcast.
Yeah, let's get some
podcast.
Control. This is completely out of control.
All right, now we had some punky clips that we're going to play because they're groundbreaking, but John forgot them. So between part one and part two, he's going to
run
home and get them. But stay tuned for part two when we're going to expose punky. Not really expose punky, but expose something that happened on their last show. That drove a shiv between Pauly B and Tony Hearn.
Really?
Really.
I didn't even listen to him, so I don't know what the deal is.
It's groundbreaking, man.
Groundbreaking.
I spent a lot of time on analysis.
Groundbreaking.
So stay tuned for that. In part two, we're going to get into some 666 after the fact. 666.
Really?
Right. And that brings me to movies, John. Have you seen any movies?
Yeah, I did. I saw Equilibrium on...
I saw that one. Hey, I saw that
video.
One.
I saw Equilibrium on DVD. I saw Underworld Evolution. And I happened to see, for $6.99, Logan's Run. I saw it on the shelf over at Target.
DVD or,
so I picked
or
it up.
Tape?
Yeah, DVD.
Nice. Hey, well, I saw
Equilibrium,
too, man.
Did you hear that fan blowing
on
me in the mics?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I saw Equilibrium as well. With Christian Bale?
Yes.
Anybody else?
Yes.
No. What's it about?
Go ahead, John.
Great. It's one of those dystopian type pictures where it's a future after a war and a totalitarian kind of city emerges from it. And the main character, well, not the main character so much, but the dictator dictates that everybody can no longer
feel.
Yeah, they can't listen to music, art, anything that creates emotions. And Christian, and he's called the father.
Well, they also have to take drugs every morning.
Yeah.
So that they don't feel.
Prozium, it's called. Prozac and Valium mixed together.
Nice.
And there's like an alarm that goes off, some chime, and everybody stops whatever they're doing, and they stick it in their neck, and they zap themselves with this stuff, and it makes them zombie-like. And if anybody's caught laughing or crying, they're charged with sensory crimes. And the main character, Christian Bale, is a cleric. He's a high level
senior
agent.
Cleric.
Senior cleric with the organization, and he's in charge of like the SWAT team and stuff. He's a special agent. He goes out into the Nether, which is outside the city of Libria, and they go out there and they find people that are violating these sensory crimes, and they're laughing and they're collecting art and memorabilia and stuff. And he just goes in and shoots the shit out of them. You know, I mean, no feeling or nothing.
He's been trained. He's like a black belt in gun fu.
No, gun kata, it's called.
Oh, gun kata.
Gun kata.
Is this a newer movie?
It came out in 2002.
Yeah,
is that
it
right?
Didn't get good reviews, but actually, Ebert gave it like 3 stars.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was great.
The gun scenes, even though they were a little bit unbelievable, you know,
yeah.
I thought they were good, and I love Christian Bale. Love him.
Yeah,
he's taken over Tom Cruise for me as my new action.
What other movies has he been in?
Christian Bale? Batman Begins.
Batman Begins.
American Psycho.
American Psycho.
I got to see Batman Begins a week before it came out.
You did, huh? Mm-hmm. Would you download it?
No, we got tickets
from Kazaa
in Chicago.
Oh, nice. That's hot. Oh,
well, getting back to Equilibrium.
You win them from like a loop.
Oh.
So getting back to Equilibrium.
Let's get back to it.
What happens is he stops taking his drugs, man, and he starts feeling. And, I won't tell you the rest because I would spoil it. Plus, I don't remember it. But anyway, it's a good movie. It's kick ass.
He starts feeling, but then he hooks up with the underground, the people from the
rebels.
Nether. And what he doesn't realize is that they've been organizing this whole shit for a long time. And they got some powerful people.
Yeah, and there's a couple of plot twists at the end that I didn't even expect. And
me either.
You know, the brother. Now, don't tell me his name, but the black guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said, damn, that black guy's handsome. He is a good-looking black guy. And I thought he did a great job acting. But, again, he's acting with no emotion.
Right.
Except a smile here and a smile there. And afterwards, when I looked it up on IMDb, it's Ty Diggs
yeah,
or whatever.
Right.
That guy's like a supermodel, right?
Yeah. Or
so
a rapper.
Why hasn't he? I think he's a supermodel, isn't he?
I don't know.
I guess I didn't check that out. I need to follow up on that. But I thought he was
get
very
your
handsome.
Shit together, man.
Handsome black man.
$20 million they did this movie for.
And the other thing that Christian Bale, you remember at the very beginning of the movie when he has to blow his buddy away?
Yeah.
Right before that. He goes to the evidence room and he says to the guy, "Hey, man, my partner checked in a book. I need to see it." He's like, "He didn't check in a book." "Well, no, he checked in a book. You need to check your records." And the guy's like, "Hey, there's no book here." Christian Bale got angry.
Yeah, I know.
He got angry. And I was like, "Wait a minute. I thought they're not supposed to feel any emotions or anything." He wasn't polite about it. He got angry. Like God gets angry, John.
Oh, yeah, it's proof positive that you can't really suppress emotions all the way. It was more fear that kept people in check. And did you see the little... I finally caught on the kid. He has this kid that tests him as soon as he walks in the door. He's like, he doesn't even call him dad. He says, "John, today so-and-so is crying in the playground. Should I report him?" And the dad looks at him and then says, unquestionably. Unquestionably. Even after he said it in the movie, I practiced trying to say that because I got to say that. That sounds cool in the podcast. Unquestionably. Unquestionably. And here, unquestionably. I could say it fast when I don't really need to say it. Unquestionably. Unquestionably. You know?
Right.
But I couldn't say it. Anyway.
So they live at home out in the community with no feelings.
Yeah, so the kid, he comes home, but he's actually been feeling that day because he knocked over his dose early in the morning. And the kid even freaked me out in the beginning when he knocked a dose over. The kid looks at him and says, hey, what are you doing?
You're going to go down and get another dose,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're going to get your shit together and get another dose, right, Dad? But he doesn't say Dad. And the guy says, yeah, I'm going to get it. Yeah, you better.
Let's talk about Christian Bale, man. He's a good-looking man.
I know. And
he
you know
keeps
what?
In shape, too.
Just because I watched that movie, I had to take out Batman Begins. Because he's funnier than shit in that movie. Because he's a little
one?
Twisted.
Equilibrium?
Batman
or
Begins.
Batman Begins. Right.
He's a little fucking twisted in that movie, so it's kind of funny. You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
Kind of funny. He's got those fucked up teeth that bend inwards on the top, so it's like he's got fangs. You ever notice that?
No,
he
I never.
Talks,
I don't observe him that
talks
closely,
kind of funny.
I guess.
And it's funny to hear him with his accent, and then he can do the septic accent really good.
You mean ours?
Yeah, right.
Or the non-septic.
The septic accent.
Why, is he from England?
Yeah, he's like from Australia or England or
Christian
something.
Christian Bale?
Yeah, dude.
No, dude.
Oh, my God. How much you want to bet
he's
me?
All American.
Triple or nothing on the Chipotle.
Oh, fuck that. I ain't betting until I get paid up. Then I'll bet again.
Come on, man.
Well, John, you talked about going and picking up Batman Begins because of this movie. I didn't do that, but when I did go to Hollywood,
I already had it.
When I go to Hollywood, you know what I had to get a movie for Emma, my daughter. You know what I got?
What?
Because I wanted to see it again. High School Musical.
You fucking fag.
Yeah.
High School. Goddamn.
Oh my God, you are such a fag.
So I got that, so I could see that again. And I also got.
You're a kiddie fiddler, aren't you, man?
No, I didn't. I didn't weep the second time.
No, because you knew it was coming.
I don't know. I don't know why. I just got it the second time
to
analyze it a little more.
He wishes he could be the star.
But I also got Proof. Have you guys heard of Proof?
No.
And I got Good Night and Good Luck.
Nope.
But Proof is with Gwyneth Paltrow and Jake Gyllenhaal and Anthony Hopkins. And I got to tell you something about this Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't think she can act at all. I think she's horrible. Horrible.
Horrible.
Is this
I didn't believe
flash?
It for a second that she
for
was
him,
a math
maybe.
Genius. Not for a second. And the other thing is, the one admirable thing about Gwyneth Paltrow, she doesn't have to wear makeup. I think that's admirable. Because all these Hollywood types, they all got to be done up. You know
Dude,
what I'm saying?
I had a Euro today.
Yeah, we can tell.
What? I'm sorry, Scott. You digress.
No, that's it. I'm done with movies.
I don't want to hear about
What about
Gwyneth
The Omen?
Paltrow.
Who saw The Omen?
Yeah, who saw The Omen?
I did.
Who?
I did.
Oh.
Erica did.
Hello? Who's taking this one?
He is.
Me? I wasn't prepared to talk about The Omen.
It was pretty good.
Why not?
Why?
Hello?
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 You said it was a movie you saw.
Come on, talk about it. Dead Air Scott.
It was good.
Ladies and gentlemen, right. Dead Air Scott.
There was one part.
You're not going to make it on Red Bar Radio, dude.
Where they had Rottweilers chasing, you know, in the graveyard.
That reminded you of your own backyard.
And the Rottweilers knock the two guys over, and they pick up something. I don't know what. And they hit the Rottweiler once in the head, and then they get away. That's totally unfeasible. I have a Rottweiler that ran full speed into a brick wall, and it didn't even slow him down at all. I thought it was pretty good. The other thing about The Omen compared to the one with Gregory Peck is this new kid, Damien, he was not as sinister as the...
The old Damien?
Is the original Damien.
So he's not a new improved
Well, he was
Damien.
Like a cute little kid. He had pretty blue eyes.
He didn't have a sinister look to him. He had
evil.
More of
he
a...
He didn't look evil
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, he didn't look evil enough like the first one. The first one
Did
gave
he
me
look
the
like
willies.
A crybaby emo kid?
No. You know, and they should have made him a crybaby emo kid. but there was definitely some quality kills. I mean, when he put his mind to it. I don't know if it was him or if it was his helpers, but... a lot of good quality kills. But it was exactly like the first one.
So it wasn't that good?
No, it was all right. It was good.
That's right. It stinks.
I wouldn't say it stinks.
Me neither. You didn't see it, John?
No.
I don't need this no more. I don't want this no more.
No, I didn't see it. I'm sorry. I can't say that I have.
Okay, then.
All right.
What about you, Papooch? You see any movies?
I saw Batman Begins about 2 days ago on cable, and that was about it. Unlike you guys, I don't get to go to the movies very often.
These are all DVDs. When I do go to the movies,
you don't got a DVD player?
I do have a DVD player.
Come on, man. Your car's worth more than his salary.
Fucking A.
Shut up.
What can I say?
That's not true. You went to go see the Da Vinci Code.
Ah, shut up!
I said I get DVDs or I cut out of work to see movies.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Oh, that was a date night with John.
I know. See?
Right.
Oh, right. Yeah. Nice.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
Yeah. All right.
Did you like it, John?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do you listen to the podcast? I'm not going to go over it again.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the cock push-ups.
Oh. Yeah, they're hot. Like, what do you mean?
Cock
You're
push-ups?
Slow.
Oh, well.
That's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your boner lift you up off the ground.
No, you didn't ask the question correctly.
Sorry.
You don't listen to the show.
Yes, I do.
Ah! All right, Scott, what do you got, man? You okay? Stop picking your nose, dude.
I got to pick my
nose. Did you see him picking his nose? Look at it.
I'm not picking it. I'm
going
like
that. Ate it.
I got 10 bucks as he eats it after it.
See, I do this. It's not a pick. It's like a...
Oh, it's a wipe.
And it's not a wipe. It's like I start at the top of my nose and I squeeze all the...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then I pinch them together.
Jesus Christ.
So it's not like a pick. It's more like a...
A squeeze.
Squeeze
it's like
and,
a zit.
A squeeze and scoop.
Well, it's like dark in here, but not dark enough.
It's like a big nose zit. Ugh.
All right.
So, is that all you saw?
Yeah, that's it.
I saw Underworld Evolution.
What is that?
That's a vampire flick. You ever see Underworld, the first one?
No.
This is like a sequel to the 2003 film Underworld with...
Cate Blanchett?
Yeah.
Is it out in theaters?
Yeah, pull that closer to your lips if you're going to talk, man. Jesus Christ. No, not Cate Blanchett. What'd you say? What'd you say? Cate Blanchett? Beckinsale. Beckinsale.
Whatever.
What's the difference?
Beckinsale. Right? Isn't that her?
It's some chick with a stupid name. I don't know.
Anyway, she's really freaking hot in this. I saw her in Letterman. You know, I didn't think she was that hot. But in the movie, she's a vampire.
What else is she in? Was she in Terminator 3?
4? No.
Terminator 4?
No.
There was a 4?
No, I don't know what the hell else she was in. She was in, like, The English Patient or something. I don't know. She was in... I think she was in... what was that movie with... Pearl Harbor.
Ben Affleck?
Yeah, I think she was the nurse.
I didn't see that
in
one.
In that one, or the chick that he was in love with or something. Anyway... So, in this movie, I don't think she looks that hot until she turns into the vampire. Because she's got the teeth going and the pale skin and these jet blue eyes. And she's wearing this tight-ass rubber black outfit. I mean, skin tight, you know, like the Catwoman. And she just kicks some major ass, man. And they're in this battle with the Lycans, which are a bunch of werewolves. And it's kind of a confusing-ass movie. The plot wasn't really that good. It didn't hold up so well. But the blood and the gore and the fight scenes are fucking awesome. I thought it was pretty good.
You never answered the question, is it in the theaters now?
No, it's on DVD. But what's weird is the rating. I was checking out the rating systems. It got an R here, okay? In Australia, it gets an MA15+, which means, you know... If you're under 15, you can't go see it. In the UK, it gets an 18+. No one under the age of 18 can watch at cinemas. at all. Now, here an R means you can go under 17 as long as you're accompanied by a parent or guardian, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I don't think. Is that it? I thought yes. if it's R, you got to be 17 or older.
No, that's NC-17.
Oh.
NC-17 is you cannot see it unless you're older than 17. The Netherlands is 16. 16, that's it. You could see it. So the UK is a little tougher than we are.
Are you freaking dying over there?
Yeah, Erica, what was that sound?
That was not me. Mine are much louder.
That was Scott's ass.
Not so weak.
It's hot. All right, then. That's all I got. Time.
We're at 26, man. So you better start filling it up, pal.
We got 14 more.
Yeah, don't you got any paper?
14 more minutes?
Yeah.
What can we talk about?
I don't know, man. You run the show.
How was your weekend?
It was great. How was yours?
It was all right.
What do you got, Erica? You got some
Nothing.
Comments.
Oh, they're the comments. Do you want me to read them?
Hey, man, Scott, if you don't want to do a podcast, don't call me and say, hey, man, we on for tonight?
Right.
What do you got if you don't got nothing?
No doubt.
Maybe he's waiting for his moment.
I don't know.
I have moments?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't know.
Are you going?
Going where?
With your stuff.
You said you had comments.
Oh, I have them. Well, you guys have comments. They're not mine. Do you want me to read them?
That's what the guest does. Don't you listen to the show?
Yes, I listen to the show.
You can pass them over to the papooch if you want to.
Fucking turn yet.
You can pass them to the papooch if you're nervous.
Hey, do you want some? We'll split them.
Okay.
Okay. I'll split them right here.
He doesn't have much light right there.
Hold on just a second. Let me split them.
Yeah, that's not really good. Okay.
We only have to split one page.
Make fun of us in the forums.
Okay, here we go. Here, you can read these. We'll go back and forth.
Here, you can read all 500 of these, and I'll just read these two.
Okay, you start, because you have more.
How did I get more?
I'm George Takei.
Are you going?
I'm trying to read them.
Oh. Okay, I'll
much
start
much light
then.
Over there,
the first
Erica.
One's from ADZ12. Stuff. Hi, guys. One more vote to the people who brought you Sulu ass cream and kangaroos dispensing law in a court.
I'm George Takei. You might remember me as Sulu from Star Trek. Do you suffer from goat's ass? Well, if you do, I have a new product for you.
Sulu ass cream.
Great show, guys. You're on your way to the big 100, so keep it up. P.S. Artwork coming your way, so look out for that. ADZ12.
Oh, cool.
Go ahead.
And this one was submitted by Above Podcast. What's in your glass? Whatever you guys are drinking, I want some. Here's a vote. I love your show.
Okay. Ah! I have the best podcast in the world that has three parts, two hosts, one named John, the other named Scott, and talking about genitalia from Blue Man 123.
Poopy equals stinky. yes, another opportunity to vote for you bastards. I love you. No, really. I love you. I want to marry you both in Massachusetts. What does the quadriplegic get for Christmas? Cancer. Peace.
That from
by
me.
Metallary 85.
What? From who?
Matt Cleary, man.
Oh, all right, Matt Cleary.
Excuse me. Okay, I have another one. It's been a while. Don't know if you've noticed, but I haven't seen you around in a while. Just wanted to say hello and vote for my favorite podcast. I'm all caught up now, and you're better than ever. Keep rocking as I know you will. Melissa 71.
Smidgets are coming from you from M. Johnson.
What?
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
Smidgets?
What's the subject? The subject's right above it.
No. You ripped it.
Oh. No, it's still there.
I am asked. No, it's okay. 666.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
You boneheads. I heard you like votes, then you don't like votes. Just email me and tell me what it is you like already. My website is better than this shithole from Podzinger.
Oh.
You guys are silly. Silly wabbits, tricks are for escorts. You guys are silly nillies. Suck it easy. From Robbie.
Robbie.
And the last one.
There you go.
Is you guys don't like votes. www.myspace.com. Solar Productions. Submitted by Solar Productions.
What the fuck is that? All right.
Yay.
Done.
I forgot to vote. I finally got my internet up yesterday and I forgot to vote.
Nice.
What happened to your internet?
It got disconnected when we did the transfer of stuff because my ex moved out.
Your ex?
Well, didn't move out. I threw him out.
You threw out your ex? Your ex what? Husband?
Ex-fiance.
Fiance?
Fiance.
Wow. When did you do that?
Well, we broke up at the end of October, and he left in mid-December.
So wait a minute. You had the Comcast bill in the same name?
It was under his name, so he transferred it out, and then they said my service would continue, but it didn't. They disconnected it.
Oh, those cocksuckers.
That's what I'm saying.
How long didn't you have internets for?
Oh, my God. It's been like 3 weeks. And it's not so much us not having internet as my father not having cable.
Oh, that would be torture.
Oh, that was really bad.
He comes over and watches TV at your house?
Oh, no. He lives with us.
Oh.
Oh, I can understand why the ex left then.
Okay, didn't leave by his choice.
Oh, you kicked
him
out.
He left because of my choice.
Your choice?
Yes.
You said, get the hell out of here.
I said, I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm done.
Done with your shit.
That's it. Pack up.
You're pretty tough.
Oh, yeah. It took me 12 years to do it. I'm pretty tough.
12 years. 12 years. Well, what were you waiting for?
I'm not really sure. We were actually engaged for five.
5 years?
And then I kind of ran out of excuses. And so I figured there's got to be a reason, right? That I was procrastinating, so.
Right.
Time to move on.
5 years. Yeah, that's I tried to do that. It lasted about 8 months.
A long engagement?
Yeah.
I'm glad I did, though, because look what happened.
Right.
Who was your long engagement with?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
My wife.
Oh.
He said he tried to get away with that.
Yeah, I tried to get away with it.
Like a 5-year deal?
Yeah. How long was your engagement, Scott?
I didn't even have one. It was right to, it's right to married.
Right to, how you doing?
I was convinced that this was the one.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. No doubt.
Hey, so,
it's
hello! Papooch! What are you doing in town? What brings the papooch to the Midwest?
It was a sad note. A friend of ours' father passed away.
A friend of yours' father passed away. Oh. All right, then.
Well, oh, thanks for bringing us down. Jesus Christ.
You couldn't make something up? You couldn't say I flew in just to be on the show?
I did fly in to be on the show, which is why I'm here.
He did. He called.
And I'm even wearing a freaking tie for you, you cocksucker.
Cocksuckers, you shit stabber.
Pillow biter.
Nice. He used to be a bachelor. Oh, I just said his first name. Bonk.
So what? He gets the first name?
Well, Papooch. He gave that away in the first 10 minutes. But
it's all right. They're all connected. They're in the mafia.
The Papooch, you were a bachelor in Manhattan.
Yes, I was.
That had to be totally hot.
It was.
Now, we came twice, John. We went out and visited the Papooch.
You came twice.
The first time he was a bachelor. The second time he was engaged?
No. Both times bachelor.
But who was the second time we were there, you were...
Dating my wife.
Dating your wife, but you weren't formally engaged.
No.
Okay. All right, then.
So how long have you guys known each other?
I'm glad we cleared that up.
My wife or these guys?
No, how long have you known these guys?
Since high school.
Oh, really? So I bet you have great stories.
I do.
Let's hear one. Let's hear a great story about John.
There's no great stories about me.
I want to talk about the story of Scott laying on the inner tube, jay-watching porn in my apartment in New York City when we walked in. And Scott rolls over and goes, what?
We've covered that already.
I know, have we? I don't think we have.
Yeah, it was like podcast 17.
Was
it? I had to go back.
Scott was rubbing his ass. Oh, that hurt.
I was asleep behind the couch.
Right.
Yeah, on my belly.
Well, you know, Jay was a gymnast, and he like did like this double sow cow right onto the love seat. We saw him leaping off of you.
Well, the funniest thing ever heard was, I can't even remember what it is now, but you were imitating Jay and saying, yeah. I don't know, I just must have slipped and my cock fell right in his ass.
Well, he's got kind of a stutter, so I was like, yeah, that happened to me too. I tripped and I must have stuck my cock in his ass.
So what happened is we went out to Manhattan, and Manhattan goes all night. But Jay and I couldn't go all night, so we went back to Tony's Papooch's place. Bonk.
Viagra was not
invented. And I fell asleep behind the couch, and what's his name?
Jay.
Turned on like the channel 44 with the split screen with the porno.
No, it wasn't split. Was it split?
No, I have. The public access runs strip shows every night.
And, like, commercials, just constant commercials where a chick's rubbing herself and saying, call 999-727.
So you guys come home, you walk in, and Jay's, like, pulling his hand out of his pants. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what are you doing here so early? Because we just went to Wendy's.
Yeah. And I just happened to be passed out behind the couch on my belly with my rear end exposed.
Pants down to his ankles.
Nice.
Typical stuff.
Rubber hanging out like a tail. Well, what happened, man? What happened? Why didn't you go all night? What happened?
I don't know. I get tired, you know. I need naps.
Oh,
need
you got that hemoglobin.
That was probably the day that I borrowed the Papooch's rollerblades and went across the Brooklyn Bridge.
That's right.
Which is made of wooden planks.
Let me ask you a question, because you rip on me about this every time. Can you rollerblade? Yes. Did I say it was smart? No. You didn't ask the right question.
Right.
I guess I didn't. I guess I have to be more specific with
maybe,
the Papooch.
Maybe he just fucking played your ass,
I have to be more focused.
Maybe he just played your ass. And said, yeah, you can rollerblade. Have a good time. Because, you know, when he left, he told us, this motherfucker's going to be so pissed when he comes back. His teeth, he's going to rattle his teeth right out of his head.
My teeth, my balls is what, because it was so hot.
So I left out the fact that the bridge is made out of wood.
Right.
Right.
It's smooth.
No, it ain't smooth. It's like planks that are like 6 inches apart, isn't it?
No. It's they're little gaps.
So the Papooch, he moved out of New York.
Bork.
To say the whole name. The Papooch.
The master.
And he lives in Connecticut now with his wife. How long have you been married?
7 years.
7 years.
Why don't you give well, he's a Bush apologist, so he's safe.
He's still not a Bush apologist, though, right? I mean, he voted for Bush, but he wouldn't apologize for him today, would he?
I did not vote for Bush.
Oh, then you're not a Bush apologist.
I'm not. I am a Republican / independent. Bush is a monkey. I will agree with you guys on that.
But well, that's no
the
fun.
Democrats suck ass, too, and they're no better or no worse.
I can agree that they're not any better, but I can't imagine that they could be any worse than the fucking chimp we have in office. I just can't imagine it. Can anybody else?
Well, I want to know, what Republican do you think is any good?
Right now?
Yeah.
No one. None of the politicians are good.
Well, you said you're a Republican independent, so...
I don't want the presidential candidates have not been set yet. So there's nobody on the table that's good.
You going to vote for Hillary?
No.
Oh, why not?
Because she's a Democrat and she's a bitch, and she's the worst thing that could happen for the country.
Why is that?
Because she's out for herself.
Worse than the W? How could it be worse than the W? At least let's say she is out for herself, hypothetically. And let's say she just wants to pat all her friends and whatever. But the whole regime change, that's going to take some time to set that up.
The regime change is going to happen in November when the Democrats take over the House, possibly the Senate.
You think that's going to happen when the Republicans, what do they call it, sabotage the voting machines?
The diebolds.
Yeah, the Republicans will still be there, and the Bush, the W is still going to be there because he's going to say, hey, it's a time of war. It's time of war. I need to stay in office.
We can't have an election.
And you know, these laws, I'm just going to write a signing statement and say that this doesn't apply to me because I'm a war president. That's why.
Yeah.
The Democrats are going to, this is a mid-year election. So, or mid-presidential election.
Yeah, and they've already lost in California and in other places.
The Republicans are going to lose control. Bush is, there's no possible way that a Republican president will be seated in the 2008 election.
Who's got the whistly nose, man? Is that you, Scott?
I don't think it's me.
I don't think it's me.
I don't think it's me.
It's Scott's ass.
Is your ass
I don't want to get into W until part three.
We'll wait for part three.
All right, let's take this on to part two, all right?
Now, coming up in part two, we're going to cover some 666 to recap. 666, and we're gonna have some punky clips.
What does that mean? Recap?
And I'm gonna, in the meantime, I'm gonna edit out about 15 minutes of dead air from part one.
Okay.
Thanks to Scott.
Oh yeah, it's my fault.
It is.
Yeah.
You carry the show, man. That's your job.
It's my job to carry the show.
Yeah.
To improvise.
Yeah.
Overcome, adapt.
Yeah.
Semper Fi.
Do or die.
So stay tuned for Punky Clips coming up in part two.
KC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.